Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah, your purpose midwife, your biggest cheerleader. I want to thank you so much for joining me this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with me, and for that, we're totally grateful here on Fire to Inspire. So I got a question that I'm going to park with you right now. I'm going to park that question right here, and then after I park that question, I'm going to thank our sponsors. And then we're going to come back to that question, and then I'm going to give you what the Lord gave me, okay? All right, so the question is, are you ready to exchange your pain for your purpose? That was the question that the Lord gave me to ask tonight. He said, are you ready to exchange the pain for the purpose? I was like, wow. So, y'all, we're going to park that question and right there, and I want to thank our sponsors. So while we're waiting on me to get through this part, please press share. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lady T, for joining. Thank you. Hey, everybody. Hit that share button, because by the time I get through thanking all of our sponsors, I tell you, it's going to bless you. Y'all hang on while I thank our sponsors, because we're going to have a good time tonight. I tell you. So let the Brown team, Bernard and Cornelia, help you with all your real estate needs, whether it is selling your house, buying a house. They can take care of you. They have over 30 years of experience. Call them at 404-843-2500. Thank you, all of you who are joining us. I am thanking our sponsors. Y'all hang on with me, because the question that I had you all park right there, we're going to talk about that question. Red Rose Conquerors with business coach Cornelia Brown. She is a business coach. She can take care of your startup business, helping you with that. The number is 404-786-0873. Mom BizBoss stands for Multiple Operation Manager. So, ladies, you don't have to be a mom to be a part of Mom BizBoss. But I tell you, there's so many ladies to be able to connect with, network with, and you don't know who may need what you already have, right? We have Dance with Mina on Mondays and Thursdays. So connect with us. Look on Facebook on Dance with Mina, and we do that 6 p.m. on Mondays and Thursdays. We have a great, great time. Get up and move and get going, right? This Is Me is the EP entitled, is the title of the EP, and that is Deidre Norvette is our own singing voice here on Fire to Inspire. You hear the song as we come in and we go out. That is On Fire to Inspire. That is On Fire to Inspire Songbird, Deidre Norvette, and y'all go out and look at her digital CD card, digital EP card, This Is Me. Please go support her. If you're all of you who are following me on this wellness journey and we're taking care of these temples, go out and get your health and wellness products on bit.ly/onfire2live. On fire to live. And then finally, if you are in need of any books of motivation and inspiration, I have several, yours truly here. You have the book entitled On Fire to Inspire. You have the book called Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. And I even have a children's book. So go out and look on Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, all of it. Y'all go out and support. And for those who are interested in being a sponsor, email us at onfireinspire@gmail.com and tell us that you are interested in being a sponsor, and we'd love to showcase your business, okay? All right, so we're ready to jump in. So the question that we parked right there was, the question was, are you ready? Great evening to your pastor, Lady Carter. Minister Claus, great evening. So the question that we parked right here was, are you ready to exchange your pain for the promise? The purpose and the promise. Y'all, when the Lord gave that thing to me, I was like, woo, because so many people don't want to let go of the baggage, but I'm not going to get ahead of myself. Again, welcome to all of you who are joining us. I am Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire, your purpose midwife. I'm just going to release what God gave me. Y'all, when I tell you, God gave me this topic on Sunday while I was in the airplane. I was on the airplane just looking out the window, and I was like, wow, the glory of God. And as God gave me the topic, he said, but you're not going to get the meat and potatoes till it's time. Y'all, I promise y'all, he just gave me everything that I'm about to release to you about an hour and a half ago. So it's hot off the press, straight from throne room, okay? So here we go, y'all. So like I said, I was on the airplane as the Lord was speaking to me about the topic. And he said that there are too many people who are stuck. Y'all heard me. He says too many people who are stuck. Why? Because they are holding on to some things that God said, I need you to release. So there are some things that he told some of y'all. He said, I need you to release it. But he said, but some of you are holding on to that which I told you to let go of. It's tight, but it's right, as my old pastor used to say years ago. And also, he said that, and the Lord said, Jesus, he said, many of you, I'm not going to get ahead of myself. We're going to keep going. So he said, because you're holding on to things he's told you to release, that's why many of you are feeling like you're stuck. All of that you went through was not for naught, okay? All that you went through, it wasn't for naught. How can he give you the new thing if you're still holding on to the old thing? Woo! There are too many people that are stuck because they're holding on instead of releasing. Yes, ma'am, absolutely. Now, I'm going to repeat that last statement. He said, how can I give you a new thing when you're still holding on to the old thing? So I asked y'all at the very beginning, are you ready to exchange the past for the present and the promise and the, Jesus, and the purpose? All right, y'all. There are no burdens or pains attached to the new. You know, because you were holding on to the old stuff and it was heavy and it was burdensome and it was painful. But he said, there are no pains or burdens attached to the new. He said, I didn't tell you. Now, y'all listen to this, because this was a word that he said some people needed to hear. He said, I didn't tell you that you had to live in torment, shame, or fear to look like a certain status. I didn't tell you that you had to live in torment, pain, shame, or fear to look like a certain status. You see, the status you've been seeking to reach with the wrong ones, God said there is no trying or no fighting for this. It's already been released to you if you release it to him. Great evening to you, man of God. If you release it to him, he said, that status is already yours, but you're fighting for something with the wrong associations or the wrong, maybe even the wrong whatever. You know what I'm talking about, or you know what he's talking about, because this ain't me. He said, for those of you in those toxic relationships, just to be in that $500,000 house and driving the Jag and driving the whatever you driving, just to stay in that. Well, this was my question. My question is to you, at what cost? Did y'all hear that? My question is to you, at what cost is it for you to try to keep a status? Is it worth your peace? Is it worth your joy? Is it worth your happiness? God says it's time to release yourself from your past so that you can see him and so that you can see his hand. Somebody needs to share this because this word is for us, but it's not just for us. There's some family members y'all know this word is for. So y'all need to go ahead and hit share because this ain't me talking to y'all. This is him giving that directly to somebody's heart. He said, I need you. He said he needs you to see him and see his hand. So in order to do that, there are some things that he will not do because of who you're still attached to. Woo! I'm going to park that right there because I just need y'all to hear that question one more time. I mean, hear that statement one more time. He said there are some things that he will not do because of who you are still attached to. He said, behold, I am doing a new thing. Can you not see it? Well, many of you can't see it because you're still blinded by your current circumstances and situations. You're still attached to the old one. God said, I have the new, but you're blinded because you're still attached to that which I told you to release and let go of. Oh, my God. Release totally to him and watch him do it. Watch him do the miraculous on your behalf. He said, trust me. For real. Y'all know that what the scripture says. Faith is seeing it before you actually see it, right? He said, remind them of the scripture of Hebrews 11 and 1. So, you know, King James says this. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But he said, go look up another translation. So I looked up the God's Word translation. It said, faith assures us that things we expect and convinces us of the existence of things we cannot see. So that was Hebrews 11 and 1. I gave you King James because that's the one we know, but I also gave you the God's Word translation. You see, your purpose and your promise, it is here. He said it's still yea and amen, and it's time for you to totally trust him. He said walking by faith is walking in that trusting and that faith. It's a faith walk. So it's not about you seeing and knowing it in the physical, it's a seeing and a knowing in your spirit connecting to his. He said, seek my face. He said, get in my face, let me lead you and guide you. And then he took me to 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. King James Version said, for all the promises of God in him are yea and amen, and in him amen unto the glory of God by us. Now, that was King James. That's the one we all know. But English Standard Version said this, y'all. For the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory. So 2 Corinthians 1 and 20, King James Version, we know. But that English Standard Version just reminded us. My God. Now, then he took me over to Proverbs New Living Translation. He said, seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you the path to take. So he said, get in my face, and as you get in my face, I'm going to direct you. I'm going to show you, but you can't be distracted by what you're connected to if you haven't let go of the past. So again, the question is, are you ready to exchange the past and the pain for the promise and the purpose, right? My God. Now, I got a couple more questions for y'all. Will you trust him? Will you let go? Let it all go by releasing it all to him. But are you willing to do it? See, it's one thing to say it, but it's a whole other thing to do it. Let go of all the weights of the past so that you can walk in the true purpose and the promise that he has for you. Y'all, when I tell you tonight was like, okay, really, God, I was just, my God, had no clue how long this was going to go, whatever. I just had to be obedient because y'all already know. I don't do it unless he say it. And so the scriptures that we talked about tonight, of course, with him saying, behold, I'm doing a new thing that came out of Isaiah 43:19. If any of you want to go back and review some of these scriptures that he dropped that confirms and reaffirms for us what he was saying. Isaiah 43:19, New Living Translation. We read Hebrews 11, King James Version, as well as the God's Word Translation. We read 2 Corinthians 1:20, King James and English Standard Version. Proverbs 3:6, New Living Translation. And then finally, the last scripture he said to end with was this one. Philippians 3:13-14, English Standard Version, and it reads this. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own way. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So go ahead and let go of that weight. Let go of that past. Because remember, he told you there are some things that he cannot release to you because of who you're currently attached to. And it may not even be a person. It may be some things that you're still having in your hands, some things you're still holding on to, when he says, it's time to let go of it. Let go of it all and totally trust me, totally submit it to me. There are some of you who you're saying, but that's all I know. That's all I've been doing for the last 15 years. That's all I've been doing for the last 20 years. But God says, totally trust me and release it to me. Like he said in that scripture of Proverbs 3:6, he said, seek him in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. So it's time to exchange that pain and that path for your promise and walking in the purpose, living for real, y'all, living out that promise that he's giving you. Some of you have turned 40. Some of you are turning 30. I don't care what your age is. He said it's time for the new. And in this new, it's going to be so vibrant. You're going to see through new eyes. Y'all, when I tell y'all this that I'm giving you right now, this is not something he downloaded. This is like right now. He said that you're going to see through new eyes, and it's like the blinders are coming off, and you're going to experience life. I remember when I was in corporate America, life was just going, and I didn't see things. Now I can look at the sky, and I can see things that I never saw. Why? Because I was so caught up in a life that God said, I didn't tell you to live like that. I didn't tell you to live in that way. But what I did tell you is my promises are still yea and amen. So don't condemn yourself. Forgive yourself. But move forward in the promises that he has for you. The promises have not been negated because of your choices. They're here. But you got to truly trust him and let go of the past. Let go of the pain. I know it hurt. But guess what? Release them, whatever it is, the person, the people, whatever it is, release it and totally walk in the promises. My God, my God. Woo, my God. Y'all, I tell y'all, that was all he gave me. Y'all know me. I don't continue unless he say keep moving. Now, for some reason, there's still, I'm still feeling the presence of God, so if anybody has something to share on this topic, or if this has given something, if the Lord is giving you something, if the Lord has moved upon your heart with the topic, whatever he's giving you, because I'm not led to hang up or disconnect from it. I'm not led to keep going. So I'll know if it's me to keep going or if there's something. And again, y'all can click on that link and share if there's something God has put in your heart. Even if there's a testimony that this is really like, oh, my God, you're speaking to me. God has been speaking to me about this. If you're in online and you're wanting to share, press 1. I'm not going to bring you on and put you on the spot. But if you are online and you want to share in the radio world, press 1, and I'll bring you live and you can share. They cannot see you. For those of you who are in Facebook Live, you can type it in if you want me to read it. You can come in and click in and share. You can come in on the screen with me. Or if you don't want to be seen, turn your camera off and share what God has on your heart. But it is time to exchange that past for the purpose and the promise. Because it is here. It is here. My God, my God. I'm going to tell y'all what the Lord just showed me. There was something the Lord showed me some years ago, and he's showing it to me now. He said, for some of you, he said, remember he told you, he said, some things that you're attached to were kind of hindering some things because he couldn't fully give you what he wants to give you because of the connection, right? So he says, I'm not going to not give you some things because you're my child. I'm still going to take care of you. But you're going to see him kind of doing like this to you, just a little bit. But when you totally trust him and you let go of that past, you disconnect from those things that you know that he told you to let go of, you're going to see him do this. So it's going to go from the trickling to the overflow. My God, hallelujah. Lady, to Pastor T, you want to share with us this evening? God bless you. Hallelujah. Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
I have on my economical earbuds, so. What you're talking about is so much confirmation for me.
Yeah.
Even from last night with the live that Minister Adrienne Young had done.
Yes.
She shared the scripture from Isaiah 43, and we backed up to the 18th verse where he said, don't remember the former things.
Yes.
But God clearly told me one of the things that hinders me from entering into the new is that I'm living with echoes. And I was like, that seems so strange. Because those are things that people said to me when I was little, when I was young, when they pretty much pronounced a curse, said, you'll never do this. You're going to always be that. So they don't say it anymore, but I still embrace those words. So when you were talking about being attached to people and holding on, for me, it's not even being attached to the actual people, but more holding on to their words. And I looked up the definition of the word echo. And when something echoes, it says it's to be repeated after the original sound has stopped. So it's like the words are gone, but to me, they're constantly repeated. It no longer exists. And God has already spoken over my life and told me what I'll do. But because I still hold on to those echoes, why I couldn't move forward.
Jesus. My God. You know what? You have said a mouthful right there, because there are some people that have held on to the echoes. They've held on to, you know what? You just like your mama. You ain't going to never be nothing. Your daddy was a drunk. You're going to be a drunk. You're not going to do this. You're not going to do that. But what did God tell you? It's not about what man said. God said, go ahead and drown out those voices. And go ahead, we're going to go ahead and shut those voices down tonight. And we shut down, we silence the echoes by the Spirit right now, the Spirit of the Almighty God. And we go ahead and move forth in what he's saying. We allow his voice to echo his promise to you from this day forward. And to every person that needs to receive that, I receive that for myself, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For the echo of only your voice. My God. No more echoes of anything that don't belong to us. No more replays of the past, but only replays of your voice, of our promise, of the purpose, the promise that it's present, the promise that is here for this, your people. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ. My God. Ooh, yes, God. Thank you for sharing. That just blessed me. My God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Pastor T. Pastor Coulter. Minister Coulter. Ooh, my God. You got a word to release tonight, too.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry, because I feel like my internet is sort of acting up a little bit.
We can hear you.
Okay. So I was listening to Pastor Pamina and wonderful woman of God.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, one day soon, I hope to get to visit her and her husband's church.
Yes.
I think that what you're a part of, Innovation Point.
Yes.
You know, but I can identify with Pastor Pamina, because today I went back and was listening to, you had sent me, so graciously shared with me the word, the prophetic word from Minister Adrienne Young and Remnant Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, I was at my parents' home and the Holy Spirit just began to descend and come in. And when I tell you, it was literally a shift.
Yeah.
And one thing I shared with my mother, who's Pastor Davis, the one thing I share with her is that, you know, especially through this pandemic time, I said, there's no way we could ever be the same.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to go through this time and ever be the same. And tonight you're saying some of the exact same things that I heard earlier today. That was a replay. I think that wasn't even the original broadcast that I heard from Minister Young, but it was a replay that I went back and listened to. And it blessed my soul so much, and that's why tonight is blessing my soul, because I feel like in the spirit realm, there's a shift. There's a shift that everybody, there's a transition. And, you know, one time I heard a man of God say, you know, a butterfly, when it goes into a cocoon, when the caterpillar goes into the cocoon, it comes out a butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe in the spirit realm that there is a shift and a change that's taking place. Mm-hmm. And what was once old, the caterpillar is old, but when it comes out, it's beautiful, it's new. Mm-hmm. There are some beauty in these ashes. There's some mm-hmm. beauty in being in the cocoon. There's some beauty coming out of the things that mm-hmm. we've been through. There's some beauty that's coming out of these places and the places that we've been. Even during this time, mm-hmm. I know it's been a pandemic time, but even during this time, I know the Spirit of the Lord is shifting the church, is shifting the atmosphere, he's shifting the environment, and the only thing that will stop the shift is ourselves. The only ones that can stop it is you.
Yes, God.
We're the only ones that can stop what the Lord is doing, and I tell you what, I am just so looking forward to what the Lord is doing and how he's doing it, how he's moving, because through this, we will never be the same. And I'm looking forward to forgetting about it and putting it behind me and looking forward to the new. Behold, he is doing a new thing.
Yes, God.
And I'm so looking forward to as we continue to go throughout this, the rest of this time, this year. I tell you what. What the Lord is doing is exciting my spirit, it's exciting my soul, and it's igniting a fire within. And for those that just feel like, oh, Lord, what is that? It's called the ignition of a fire that is about to burn that is burning within us, and it's got to come out. So
yes,
God
yes.
bless you, woman of God. God bless Pastor Tamina, to everyone that's listening on tonight. God is doing something new, and I want to be a part. You want to be a part. Those listening,
yes,
you want to be a part of it. Don't question it. You just want to be a part of it.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Amen, amen, amen. And you know what? As I listened to her replay late last night, probably around midnight, I was able to listen to her replay. And I tell you, my baby was leaping. My spirit was just leaping. And as I said, the Lord gave me my topic on the airplane coming back on Sunday, but he didn't give me the words till about 6:30 something to 7, about an hour and a half before we went live. And I went from nothing to 3 pages worth of, okay, God, this is what you're saying. So his confirming where it will come, and just all you got to do is be still enough to hear him and be led by him. And that's why he said, ask them, are they willing to give up the past and the pain for the promise of the and purpose? Oh, my God. Jesus. My God, my God. But thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen. For God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I tell y'all, I just love how God does stuff. You cannot plan anything when you say, you know, God, I'm going to let you have your way. There's no way that you can plan. And even, for example, I open up service. The Lord has said in this hour that I was to open up service. Some apostle told me that's what you do every Sunday because that's what God is saying to do. And I can be studying and preparing on a Saturday night, and I promise you, I wake up Sunday morning, and the Holy Spirit changed it out. He just completely changed. He was like, that's what you plan to do, but this is what I say to do. And so you got to be we can't be business as usual, because it's not business as usual. Like Pastor Cuff said, it is time for us to walk in the new. We can't be the same. We can't operate in the old. Whew, my God, I tell y'all, I'm so full right now. I was so happy that I didn't cry, y'all, as I was releasing this. Y'all know I'm a big crybaby. because as God was downloading that thing, it was just like, it was just so beautiful as he was, it was like he was like, somebody needs to hear this, and I just need you to be deliberate. And so as your perfect midwife, I got to prep you for, you know, the things that he's saying. And so if that means whispering it to you to tell you, okay, it's time to let that go because it's time to push. It's time to let that go because it's time, because that baby is crowning. It's time. And understand that the hour that we're in is you can't procrastinate. You can't procrastinate. He's saying, now is the time. Like faith now, now is the time. Y'all, oh my God, oh my God. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? Radio land, press one if y'all want to share. Anybody else on Facebook Live want to share? My God, my God. Yes, my God. Me too, Beth T. Woo-hoo, Jesus. My God, my God. I just love him so. I just love him so. I thank God for Minister Adrienne Young last night, letting God use her. I praise God for Prophetess Lana Vosser, as God used her, that actually yielded her to do that release. And as God has yielded me to do this one, it's all confirmation. And he did it three times. My God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And even in the distractions, I hear the Lord saying that some of you are so distracted by what's happening. He said, even in the distractions, release that too. Release the distractions even to him. As you're releasing the distractions, you'll start hearing him, and he'll be directing you just like he said in Proverbs. He'll just continue to direct you. The Lord gave me around midnight last night about distractions, and I shared it with my group on Let's Get Healthy Together. I shared that with them because we're on this wellness journey and this health journey together. And I released that thing at midnight, but what they don't know is I actually set it to hit this morning. And I don't even remember what time I set it to hit. But as it hit and I saw it pop up in the feed, I was like, oh my God, it was perfect timing because it was actually a word to myself. When I tell you, when God gives you a word to release, he gave it to me at midnight, but it wasn't to hit until when it actually hit. I don't even know what time it hit, y'all. But as you're walking in obedience and doing what he's saying, doing, I'm telling you, it's like he's just navigating it, and he's just walking that thing out. And y'all saw me do a bunch of posts from Hello Tomorrow by, come on, Lady T, Pastor T, by, come on, y'all. It's at the end, tip of my tongue. Cindy Trim, Pastor Cindy Trim. Y'all, I was doing some posts last week because I was listening to the audiobook on the plane. When I tell you that, blessed my whole heart. And there was so much confirmation in what God has been saying to me in that book. So when I tell y'all, when I tell you, thank you. Cindy Trim, y'all, that book, Hello Tomorrow. It reminds you of so many things that God is releasing in this hour. For those of you who are not people who are like, well, I don't have time to read, go to Hoopla, download Hoopla. Go check out that download. Listen to the audio and let her read it to you. That's what I did as I was driving, as I was headed to the airport, as I was headed back from the airport, as I was on the plane, I couldn't get to it. So I start listening to something else because you got to feed your spirit. How dare you try to feed somebody else when you're empty? You can't. And that's why pastors and teachers and whatever else, you have to be in God's face and hear from him before you release anything. Otherwise, it's not coming from him, it's coming from you, and I refuse to operate out of the flesh. If he don't give me anything, guess what? I ain't saying nothing because that ain't what I do. Hallelujah. My God, my God. All right, final call, y'all. I am putting the link in. For those of you who want to share, again, you don't have to come on and be seen. If there's something else that you want to share, whether it's testimony or something that Pastor Tamina said, Pastor Coulter said, whatever. If there's something that you want to share, you can type it in the chat. I'll listen, you know, I'll share. If you want to, you're listening in Radio Land, press one and I'll bring you on. But when I tell y'all, walk in faith, walk by, be led by the Spirit, no longer do things as you used to do them. Just like, you know what? And for those of you who don't know how to let go, I hear somebody saying, but I don't know how to let go of this. I just want you to say, God, I don't know how to let go of this. You ain't got to be eloquent in your prayers. Just talk to him. That's your daddy. That's Abba. Say, God, I don't know how to let go of this, but I want to let go. So I want you to take this from me, and I want to lay it at your feet and leave it there, because many of you have been laying it there, but you pick it right back up. I want to be able to give this to you totally and just give it to you to just let it go, release it. Not to say, okay, I'm going to give this to you for right now, but I'm picking it back up. Mm-mm. So you just go to daddy and you say, Daddy, I need you to take this thing from me. I need you to help me just lay it at your feet, and I need you to just take it. And I promise you, he will give you the desires of your heart. He will, oh, my God, when I tell you, there's nothing greater than just being obedient. And again, you ain't got to be eloquent. And y'all hear me, I'm using all kind of broken English, and I know proper English. But I got to tell you, like you can receive it. You do not have to be eloquent. You do not have to use big words like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You just need to go to him. Just you and him talking one-on-one. He knows you. He knows every hair on your head. He knows everything about you. Go to him and say, okay, Daddy, I'm ready to release this thing to you, because I'm ready to trade in that pain and that past to take up this promise of my purpose of my future and my present. Because many of us have not been living even in the present because of the past. No more. Not tonight. After tonight, no more. No more. Wow, wow, and wow. Y'all, I have enjoyed this tonight. I appreciate y'all for joining. I thank God for each and every one of you. If you are joining us late, y'all got to go back and play this thing over and just hear what God released, because it was not me. It was all him. And then how God used the women of God to share tonight what was really like icing on the cake to it. So thank you so much, Pastor Tamina. Thank you so much, Pastor Coulter. I praise God for you all and your obedience of sharing, because I tell you, it's time to release it, and it's time to walk in the new. It's time to walk in the now and walk in the new. The Lord said, watch when you just totally let go. Watch me do this new thing. Watch my hand on your life. You can't even plan it like I can do it. I hear him saying, you can't even plan it like I can do it. My God, somebody type that in there. God said, you can't even plan it like I can do it. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Y'all, I'm done. I'm done. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, y'all, we will be back same time, same place next week. I am Aaliyah, your purpose midwife, your biggest cheerleader. I love you guys. Remember the word that was released tonight. Let go of that past, because it's time to exchange it for your promise of your purpose and your future. Love you guys. We'll be back same time, same place next week.